今天很难得是我们这个英文部、中文部青少年都在一起。
So today is so special that our youth and our English congregations and Ignite are joining us for worship.
跟你旁边的人左右前后说，今天真高兴跟你一起敬拜 ，Alright?
And tell your neighbors today so happy to worship together with you.
真是一个大家庭在这里哈。
So this is a big family. We worship together.
对不对？今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
首先在这里要恭贺大家复活节非常非常非常快乐
First, I want to wish you a very happy Easter
Amen 也向你旁边人说复活节快乐跟他说
Tell your neighbors happy Easter
你知道在整个信仰当中复活节是一个最应当我们欢喜快乐的日子
In our belief and Easter is the most joyful day for us
因为主的复活是我们整个信仰当中不可少的一个支柱
And because this is a pillar that we cannot do without, it is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主的复活是我们信仰的核心。
And it is also the core of our belief in our Christianity.
也是我们基督徒得胜生活的关键。
And also the key for our Christian victorious life.
今天我看到很多的基督徒在生活当中软弱无力。
Today we see many Christians, they are weak and also helpless in their life.
很多时候就是因为不明白主复活所带来的恩典跟使命。
Oftentimes, we don't understand resurrection brings them hope and also the mission.
我们常常把复活的这个真理当作头脑上的知识。
So we regard this resurrection's message is just our head knowledge.
大家听听说说就好。
Or we just listen and then talk about it.
好像跟我们没有什么直接的关系。
It seems there's no direct relationship with us.
有一次，有位姐妹在复活节的主日献诗。
One time, there was this sister who was doing this singing presentation.
她唱着“他活着，他活着
”，and so she sang, "He lives and he lives."
耶稣基督今天仍然活着。
Jesus lives today.
他伴我走
，and that he walks with me.
他与我谈
，and that he talks with me.
唱得非常的美丽
，very beautiful singing.
散会之后
，at the end of the meeting,
一位老人家就把她拉到旁边
，one elderly just pull her aside.
就对他说
，and say to her，
嘿、hey, ，刚才他对你说什么
？Hey, just now, what did he tell you？
我讲很莫名其妙的。
He said, "Oh, what happened？"
你说什么
？What did you say？
嘿、hey, ，刚才他跟你说话的时候还说些什么
？Hey, just now, when he talks to you, what did he tell you？
谁向我说话
？Said who talked to me？
耶稣啊
！Said Jesus。
耶稣没有向我说话。
Oh, Jesus, don't talk to me。
哎，你刚才不是唱的吗
？But just now you sang that。
他与我谈，他伴我走。
Oh, he talks with me and he walks with me。
哎呀，那是唱歌啦，
ah,
唱歌啦。
This one just for singing only。
不要当真，是唱唱而已。
Oh, don't take it for real. It's just singing。
哦，弟兄姐妹，多少时候我们不也是像这样子吗
？Oh, brothers and sisters, sometimes we are like that。
多少时候我们对复活的真理也是听听说说
？And so many times that the message about resurrection
那是唱歌啦
，just singing，
那是听到啦
，or just listen to the sermon，
不要那么认真啦
，or don't be so serious。
多少时候我们不是信仰是这样一个光景
？And so many times our condition of our belief is like that。
我们在理性上认同这个真理
，intellectually we agree with this truth。
可是我们很少在生活上真正经历到主复活的大能。
But very rarely do we experience this power of resurrection in our life.
但事实上，主的复活是我们信仰的经历里面一个最重要的关键。
In fact, this is the most important key in our Christian belief.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主的复活证明了他胜过死亡跟罪恶的权势。
Because Jesus' resurrection has proved that he has overcome the power of sins and death.
主的复活证明了他已经为我们打开了一条又新又活的道路。
And his resurrection also has proven that he has opened up a new and a living way for us.
今天我们可以不再活在恐惧跟忧虑当中。
So today we no longer live in fear or anxiety.
在基督里面可以享受一个自由喜乐的生命。
In Christ you can enjoy freedom and also life of joy.
所以复活节是应当欢喜快乐的日子。
Therefore, we need to rejoice in the day of Easter.
也是我们可以大声宣告得胜的日子。
Therefore, we need to declare a day of victory.
Amen.
Amen.
所以今天常从四方面来分享我们在复活节应当有的宣告。
And so today we're going to talk about four areas that we need to declare and proclaim in Easter.
第一个宣告
，First proclamation，
要宣告神的救赎恩典。
And proclaim God's saving grace.
我们需要宣告神的救赎恩典。
We need to proclaim God's saving grace.
因为耶稣基督来到这个世界上，就将他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Because Jesus Christ came to this world and to save His own people from their sins.
那怎么拯救法
？How can He save us?
就是借他的死跟复活。
And through His death and resurrection.
你知道在圣诞节的时候我们都很喜欢读以赛亚书53章的经文吗
you know, During Good Friday, we love to read Isaiah 53.
五十三章第五节讲到，因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
53 verse 5 tells us, for he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities.
第六节讲到，我们羊如羊走迷啊。
And verse 6 tells us, we all like sheep have gone astray.
个人偏行己路，神使我们的罪归在耶稣基督身上。
Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
很熟悉的经文。
Very familiar verses to us.
但很多时候我们读这段经文就这样读过去。
In fact, we just read it casually and let it pass.
事实上这个经文告诉我们两件很重要的真理。
In fact, this verse tells us two very important truths.
第一个，这个恩典是给我们的。
And first, this grace is for us.
跟你们说，这恩典给你的。
Tell your neighbors, this grace is for you.
因为这段几节经文当中不断的讲到我们这两个字。
Because these few verses keep on talking about us or we.
是我们的罪啊
！It is our sins.
我们如羊走迷啊
！We are like sheep have gone astray.
神使我们得平安、啊、
，and God give us peace.
神使我们得医治、啊、
，God give us healing.
换句话说，主耶稣不是为别人而死、
哎。In other words, Jesus did not die for other people.
耶稣是为我们而死、啊。
But Jesus died for us.
耶稣所代替的不是别人的罪
He did not just bore the sins of others
耶稣所代替是我们的罪
But he bore our own sins
耶稣是为着我们跪挂在十字架上
And because of us he was hung on the cross
谁是我们呢、啊、
So who are we?
谁是我们呢、啊、
Who are we?
就是你跟我
It is you and I
跟你们说就是你
Tell them it is you
就是你
It is you
耶稣是为你死在十字架上
So for you Jesus died on the cross
耶稣背负是你的重担
And Jesus bore your sin on the cross
哦、弟兄姐妹今天十字架不是一个古老的一个故事
Oh brother and sister the cross is not just an old story
十字架是今天的救恩
And the cross is today's salvation
Amen
Amen
而这个恩典是为我们预备的
But this grace is prepared for us
第二个很重要的事情
And second very important thing
这个恩典已经完成了
But this grace has been accomplished
你知道以赛亚书五十三章的经文是在主耶稣之前五六百年前所写的
Actually Isaiah 53 was written 600 and 700 before Christ
在那时候救恩还没有完成
At that time salvation has not been accomplished
但今天我们读这段经文的时候
But today when we read this passage
耶稣基督的救恩已经应验了
But Jesus already fulfilled all of that
耶稣基督已经为我们背负了一切的重担
And Jesus bore all our iniquities on the cross
耶稣已经承受一切罪恶的代价
He also paid the price for every sin
耶稣就已经为我们死了
So Jesus already died for us
耶稣已经从死里复活了
Jesus has been risen from the dead
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
他的复活证明了他能够战胜一切死亡罪恶的权柄
And his resurrection has proven that he has power to overcome sins of power sins and death
所以其实我们今天读这段经文的时候
So today when you read this passage
我们应该这样读的
So we should read it this way
因他所受的刑罚我们得平安了
And because of his suffering that we have peace
Amen 因他所受的鞭伤我们得医治了
Because of his stripes we already have healing
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
在基督里面我们可以领受这个赦罪跟医治的恩典
In Christ we can receive this grace of forgiveness and also healing
无论在我们的生命当中过去有多少的罪恶跟亏欠
No matter how much a sin or how much shortfall we have in the past
无论在我们心灵当中有多少的破碎跟创伤
No matter how many brokenness and how many hurts in our soul
个人的后书第五章十七节告诉我们说若人在基督里他就是新造的人
2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
旧事已过，一切都变成新。
The old has gone, the new has come.
哎，你要知道，这个经文不是只是单单指到你过去得救的那个时刻。
Hey, this verse does not just mention about when you first believe in Jesus Christ.
这个经文是讲到每天的。
But this verse is talking about every single day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不是过去那一刹那你成为一个新造。
It's not that particular moment in the past you receive Christ.
是今天。
But today,
是每一天
it's every day.
你只要选择在耶稣基督里面
As long as you choose to be in Christ,
选择相信神的话
and believe in God's word,
你今天就能够成为新造的人
and today you can become a new creation.
你在今天就能够得享神救赎的恩典
and today you can experience His redemptive grace.
一切的旧事可以过去。
All things has gone.
一切都可以在基督里面成为新的。
Everything can become new in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你要宣告神的救赎恩典。
You need to declare God's saving grace.
第二个，要宣告神的得胜能力。
And second, you need to proclaim God's power of victory.
我们要宣告神得胜的能力。
We need to declare God's power of victory.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们信的主耶稣基督不但已经为我们死了。
And today we believe in Jesus Christ, not just die for us.
第三天他从死里复活了。
On the third day he has risen from the dead.
他的复活证明他已经得胜了。
And his resurrection has proven that he has a victory.
而今天在基督里面，我们可以一同向仇敌来夸胜。
Therefore, in Christ today we can declare victory before the enemy.
哥林多后书第二章十四节，保罗说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。”
And Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 say, "But thanks be to God who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ."
我很喜欢英文的翻译。
I like the English translations.
英文翻译好是讲到我们在得胜的队伍跟行列里面。
He said, "We are in a triumphal procession."
这就好像你还记得这个什么足球赛打赢了冠军，全国冠军。
You know, when we have the Super Bowl champion.
然后回来的时候
As they return to their own city,
有个得胜的游行
Oh, they have this champion parade
那就是一个得胜的游行行列
So it is a parade for the champions
今天我们在基督里面也在一个得胜的行列当中
And so that today in Christ we're also in the victory procession
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
你说怎么可能呢
So how can this be possible
我们这么软弱
We are so weak
怎么可能呢
How can that be
我们看你哥林多后书四章第七节怎么说的
Let's see 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7
这说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们的
But we have these treasures in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us
我们从外表来讲我们就像个瓦器
So outwardly we are like jars of clay
什么是瓦器
So what is jar of clay
瓦器是很脆弱的
It's very fragile
很容易破很容易裂
Broken
我们看见我们就像瓦器一样、
so we are just like jars of clay.
很软弱的、
oh, we are so weak.
很脆弱的、
oh, we are so fragile.
但虽然我们是这样软弱的
but even though we are so weak,
但保罗提醒我们
but Paul reminds
hey, 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 在你里面有一个宝贝、
啊、hey, hey, hey, in you there is this treasure
跟你们说在里面有个宝贝跟他说
say, it's a treasure in you
什么宝贝呢你问
what kind of treasure you may
这个宝贝保罗是一种能力、啊、
and Paul said this treasure is a power
是一种在神里面的能力、啊、
a power in God
什么能力啊
so what kind of power
就是耶稣就从死里复活的大能
it's a power that Jesus risen from the dead
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
这个能力叫耶稣从死里复活
so this power has caused Christ to be risen from the dead
这个能力是胜过一切死亡罪恶的权柄
and this power has conquered every power of sins and death
这个能力胜过一切黑暗权势
and this power has conquered every power of darkness
这个能力是胜过一切仇敌攻击
and this power has overcome every accuser of the enemy
而今天这个能力也住在你我的里面
and today this power also lives in you and in me Hallelujah
这为什么保罗继续说在哥林多后书四章八跟九节保罗继续讲了
That's why Paul continued to say in 2 Corinthians 4 verses 7 and 8
这为什么我们四面受敌可以不被困住心里作难却不致失望
That we are hard pressed on every side but not crushed perplexed but not in dismay
遭逼迫可以不被丢弃打倒却不致死亡
And persecuted not abandoned yet beat down and not destroyed
无论仇敌攻击有多么厉害
Or no matter how severe the attacks of the enemy
在基督里面永远是个得胜者
and in Christ, you are always a victor.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
所以永远不要埋怨你的环境啊。
So never complain about your circumstances.
我看见今天很多人呢、啊，在生活上，我常说，常有一种这个受害者的心态。
I think in daily life, there are many people who have this victim syndrome.
什么叫受害者心态
？So what is a victim syndrome?
就永远责怪别人
and always blame the others.
这是责怪环境
or blame the environment.
都是因为他
or because of him.
如果不是他，我才不会变这个样子
If not of him, then I will not be like that.
都是这个环境不好
all the circumstances is bad.
不然我怎么会这样呢
or how can I be this way?
哦，我看见在美国充满各式各样的受害者
or in America, we see so many people who have this victim syndrome.
有很多人还不是一种受害者哦。
And many of people are not just one type of victim syndrome.
还是很多种受害者哦。
There are multiple victims syndrome.
所以有人说美国是受害者的天堂。
Some say that America is a heaven for the victims syndrome.
因为在美国受害者人数的总和是大过美国人数的总和。
And the total sum of those who feel that they are victims is more than the population of America.
有些是很多种受害者。
Oh, there are so many different victim syndrome.
那弟兄姐妹，今天在基督里面，你绝对不是个受害者。
No, in Christ, you are definitely not a victim.
你也不可能是个受害者。
You cannot even be a victim.
因为呢，主已经从死里复活了。
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
他已经坐在宝座上。
He's seated on the throne.
他的手仍然在工作。
He's still at work.
他正在使万事互相效力，使爱他的人得益处。
He's going to cause everything work for good for those who love God.
换句话说，神正在你的环境当中为你开路。
And that God is opening out the way in your circumstances.
是为了叫你得益处。
And so that you can be blessed.
所以你不可能是个受害者。
So you can never be a victim.
事实上你是个受益者。
Actually, you are the beneficiary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你是个受益者。
Oh, you are the beneficiary.
这为什么你要来宣告神的得胜能力吗？
That is why you need to declare, proclaim God's power of victory.
你今天需要看见。
You need to see today.
你是在耶稣基督得胜的行列当中。
Oh, you are in Christ's victory procession. Hallelujah.
在基督里你是个得胜者。
In Christ, you are always a victor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
跟你们说你是个得胜者，跟他说。
Remember, you are a victor.
Amen.
Amen.
第三，你要来宣告神永远的同在。
So you need to proclaim God's forever presence.
要来宣告神永远同在。
Proclaim God's forever presence.
当主复活升天之后
，When Jesus risen from the dead and ascended to heaven,
他差遣圣灵住在每一位信徒的心中。
He sent down Holy Spirit to live among every believers.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
And John chapter 14 verse 16.
主说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever.
在这里讲到圣灵的工作有两方面。
We talk about two works of the Holy Spirit.
第一个，圣灵是我们的保惠师。
First of all, Holy Spirit is your Counselor.
保惠师是什么意思
？So what is the meaning of Counselor?
其实在原文有两种意思。
Actually, in original language, have two meanings.
一种就是刚才英文所说的辅导者，是这种我们的counselor.
First English translation say counselor, counseling us.
但另外一种解释是安慰者。
Another explanation is a comforter.
换句话说，圣灵在我们生命当中要带给我们两件事情。
In other words, Holy Spirit bring two works in our lives.
就是安慰跟指引啊。
And counsel and comfort and leading.
我们看见圣灵要在我们生命当中来安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit is going to comfort us in our life.
也要指引我们的道路。
And also going to guide us in our life.
弟兄姐妹，这难道不是我们在人生的过程最需要的两件事情吗？
Isn't that two most needed things in our life, in our life journey?
多少时候我们在人生的困境当中，多么需要人安慰我们。
Oh, so many times in our life difficulties, we need people to come and comfort us.
我们处在人生的道路当中，常常不知道何去何从。
In our life journey, we do not know where do we go from.
我们多么需要有人告诉我们前面的道路应当如何选择。
How much we need people to tell us how we can move forward.
圣灵就是神赐给我们生命当中的安慰师跟辅导者。
Holy Spirit is the one that God gave us, a counselor and also the comforter.
我常说圣灵就是神放在我们生命当中的 built-in 的这个 GPS。
And I often say that the Holy Spirit is the built-in GPS that God has given us.
你知道现代人开车都不大看地图了、right?
Nowadays, you drive, you don't use any map.
今天谁还在看地图开车
Who else use map to drive?
可能没有了。
Maybe no,
你都是用 GPS 开车嘛、right?
GPS to drive.
你打开 GPS,
you open out the GPS,
才告诉你向左转
turn left,
向右转
turn right,
要直走
and go straight,
你走错了
if you get the wrong way,
然后他 recalculating,、right?
重新再规划。
我告诉你圣灵也是这样、
Holy Spirit is like that.
圣灵是我们在我们生命当中 built inside of 这个 GPS.
So Holy Spirit is a built-in GPS in us.
圣灵在我们生命当中也要这样指引我们。
So Holy Spirit is going to lead us in our life.
向左转
turn left.
向右转
turn right.
向前走
go straight.
我们走迷失了
if you get lost.
圣灵会调整我们
Holy Spirit is going to adjust us.
Recalculating.
重新计划。
你说我怎么都没有经过这样的事
I never experienced this.
因为你从来没有开机啦。
Because you don't turn on your cell phone.
你要开机了，让圣灵来引导你了。多少很多的基督徒把圣灵冷藏在生命一个角落里面。
And so many times we Christians and put Holy Spirit on one side, one corner of our lives.
我们从来不去求问圣灵。
Oh, we never come and ask Him.
我们不花时间来聆听圣灵的声音。
We don't spend time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们总是依靠自己的力量跟方法嘛。
We depend on our own strength, our own method.
除非我们人走到尽头，还无路可走了。
Unless we come to the end of our life or come to a dead end.
否则我们总不会转头来求神。
Or else you will not turn and ask God.
但事实上，弟兄姐妹，今天你不需要走到尽头了。
In fact, today you don't need to come to the end of your life.
事实上，圣灵就在你的里面嘛。
Actually, the Holy Spirit is within you.
只要你来寻求他。
As long as you come and seek Him.
他今天就要成为你的力量跟安慰。
He's going to be your strength and your comfort.
他就是你的安慰师。
And He's your comforter.
他就是你的辅导者。
And He's your counselor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见圣灵是我们的保惠师。
So we see that Holy Spirit is our counselor.
圣灵也永远与我们同在。
And second, Holy Spirit is with us forever.
换句话说，哎，圣灵永远不会离开你。
In other words, Holy Spirit will never leave you.
哇，这是何等宝贵的应许啊！
Oh, such a precious promise.
你知道，今天当我们在生活当中
，today in our life，
我们不常心中很多的恐惧。
Oh, we have many fears.
我们其实很多时候我们缺乏安全感。
Oh, we lack of security.
我们常常害怕万一。
Oh, we're afraid of what if.
万一我们走错了。
Oh, what if we've gone wrong?
万一我们做错了。
What if we have done wrong?
我会失去一切所有啊。
Oh, what if?
今天多少时候在我们心中有多少的恐惧捆绑。
So there are so many fear and that really keep us in bondage.
但今天作为一个基督徒，你要确信一件事情。
But for us Christians today, you need to be assured of one thing.
无论在你人生当中你是成功和失败，
Whether you succeed in life or fail in life，
无论你今天刚强或软弱，
Whether you are strong or you are weak，
神永远不会离开你。
And God will never leave you，
祂要永远与你同在。
He will be with you forever。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
我常说这就好像我们做父母的人，
Just like us parents。
我想今天我们很多做父母在，
There are many parents among us here。
我请问你， 今天就算你的儿女再悖逆再软弱，
Let me ask you, even today, if your children were to so rebellious,
你会因为你儿女的软弱跟悖逆，你就不再爱他吗？
Will you stop loving them because of their rebellion or because of their weaknesses?
你会吗？
Will you do that?
No, 你永远不会。
No, you will never do that.
你永远会爱他的。
You will love him forever.
无论他怎么样，你永远爱他。
No matter how he has done, you love him forever.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是你的儿女嘛。
Because they are your children.
想想看，连我们这么平凡的父母，我们都会这样做。
Just imagine we such an ordinary parent, we will do that.
更何况我们慈爱的父神啊。
How much more our loving Father?
Hallelujah.
Our loving Heavenly Father.
圣经上说，我们的神是用永远的慈爱来爱我们。
Bible tells us God loves us with His everlasting love.
哦，好喜欢这个永远的慈爱。
Oh, I love this phrase, everlasting love.
什么是永远呢？
So what is everlasting?
就永永远远嘛。
Forever and ever.
无止境的。
Oh, never end.
所以永永远远爱我们呢。
So forever and ever He loves us.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你要来宣告主的同在。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you need to declare God's presence.
无论你现在在怎么样的光景当中。
No matter what circumstances you may be in today.
主永远与你同在。
The Lord is with you forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
第四， 我们来宣告神的福音啊。
Number four, we need to proclaim God's gospel.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后，
When Jesus was risen from the dead,
马太福音28章19-20节就讲神对门徒们分布一个大使命。
And Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20, Jesus gave us this great commission.
神这里说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
主很清楚把传福音的使命托付给我们。
So very clearly God has given us this commission to preach the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，今天作为一个基督徒，我们活在地上一定要有个国度性的眼光。
So dear brothers and sisters, today we live in this world, we need to have this kingdom perspective.
不要一天到晚只看见自己的需要。
Not every day just see your own need.
不要一天到晚只看见自己的环境。
Not just see your own circumstances.
你需要看见无论如何神的国度正在扩展。
You need to see no matter what happened, God's kingdom is expanding.
无论这个世界如何在改变，神的国永远长存。
And no matter how this world is changing, but God's kingdom is forever.
神的国度必然降临，正如他所应许的。
And His kingdom come as He has promised.
神的心意仍然是要万人来得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And His will is for all to be saved and none to be perished.
而神今天也呼召我们要来跟随他。
And today He also calls us to follow Him.
与他同工。
So that we can co-labor with Him.
能够建造教会，扩展神国。
And to build His church to expand His kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐，这些年神让我有机会在全世界来传扬主的福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, God gives us opportunity to preach the gospel throughout the world.
有机会向有知识的人传福音。
Opportunity to preach to those intellectuals.
也向一些没有知识的人传
福音。Also to the illiterate.
向有钱的人传福音。
And to the wealthy one.
也向一些极其贫穷的人传
福音。Also to the very poor ones.
我就越来越明白一件事情。
And the more and more I understand this.
福音本是神的大能
and gospel,
要拯救一切相信
The gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe
无论有知识没有知识
Whether they have intellectual or not
无论有钱或贫穷
Whether they are wealthy or poor
人的心里仍然需要耶稣
But their hearts they still need Jesus
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah
福音本是神的大能
Gospel is the power of God
今天我们所依靠的不是自己的才干跟能力
Today what we depend on is not our strength and our power
我们依靠神所给我们的权柄跟大能
But His authority and His power
要传扬主的福音直到地极
And to preach the gospel of God to the end of the earth
我深深相信神托付给生命河的使命
I believe that God has given this rule of life, this mission
让我们从细谷向左向右来扩展
From Silicon Valley we can turn to the left and to the right
向左向右好像向东向西一样
So we expand to the east and to the west
要把福音向东传到美洲欧洲非洲
And God's going to preach to the east to 美洲 to America and also to Africa
我们看向西要传到中国传到中亚中东
And to the west and to China to Central Asia and to Middle East
再传回到耶路撒冷
And then preach back to Jerusalem
我们一路传主的福音
Continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to build the church of Jesus Christ until the day that Jesus comes again. So this is a mission that God has given to River of Life.
Amen.
Amen.
A
couple days ago, I just came back from
Uzbekistan. I want to give you a good
news.Give you a good news.
Uzbekistan,
this few years has been opened up to the gospel.
我们在那里教会现在正式遇到一个扩张的季节来到。
And we are experiencing this season for expansion in
Central Asia. 我们看见成长非常的快速。
Very fast growing.
我们现在乌兹别克已经有六间教会。
So now we have 6 churches in Uzbekistan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见。这真是一个丰收的季节来到。
So now this is a season for great harvest.
我们看见神的生命河正在向全世界扩展。
So we see the river of life continue to expand throughout the world.
Actually, 我希望今年十月 Mission Conference 后，这个乌兹别克的牧师就能来到我们。
So I hope that by this October, our pastor from Uzbekistan is going to come here to join us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，我们看见神给生命和的使命跟托付。
Thank God for giving us a river of life, these missions and also entrust us.
我们更感谢神，神让我们在这里预备了这么好一个福音的基地。
We praise the Lord for preparing us such a wonderful gospel base in this place.
你知道基地是很重要。
You know, base is so important.
有了基地，你才可以讲到什么向左向右扩展。
So when we have the base, and we can talk about expand to the left and to the right.
如果没有基地，你从何扩展起
？If you don't have a base, where can you expand?
感谢神给我们这么好的基地。
So thank God for giving us such a wonderful base.
特别是 Shekinah Glory 圣殿完工之后，我相信神的荣耀要从这里支流向万国万民。
Especially at the completion of Shekinah Glory building project, we believe that God's grace is going to flow from here, glory from here to all the nations.
Amen. 这为什么今天在讲道之后，我们特别为建堂基金要再收一次特别奉献
？That is why at the end of the sermon we're going to collect another special offering for our building fund.
让我们同心合意来祝福这个圣殿。
So together we're going to bless this sanctuary.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要在神面前求神祝福这个圣殿。
So we need to come before the Lord and ask God to bless this temple.
好让神的荣耀充满在这圣殿里面。
Oh, let God's glory going to fill this temple.
然后神的恩典才能够从这里继续涌流到全世界。
So that His grace will continue to flow from here to the end of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，复活节是一个庆祝耶稣得胜的日子。
So Easter is a time that we celebrate Christ's victory.
复活节也是一个我们可以宣告得胜的日子。
And also the time that we can proclaim victory for ourselves.
求主帮助我们，不是把复活节只当作教会一个节日来庆祝。
And praise the Lord, we do not just regard Easter as just a church celebrating this event only.
而在每天的生活当中
，but in our daily life,
宣告神救赎的恩典
，and proclaim God's saving grace.
宣告神得胜的能力
，and proclaim God's power for victory.
宣告神的永远同在
，and proclaim God's forever presence.
并且宣告神的福音
，also proclaim God's gospel.
你我就能在每天生活当中经历神。
You and I can experience His power of restoration in our daily life.
Amen.
Amen.
好吧，在此刻我们预备我们的心，也是准备来收第二次的奉献。
So let's prepare our hearts, also prepare ourselves for the
second offering. 然后再说，让我们真是再一次同心来祝福这个圣殿。
Together, we're going to bless this temple.
啊，上次我想我们的建堂我会跟大家讲了，我们一个新的目标是要完成这个还有1050万的贷款的偿还。
And so we still have about 10,500,000 need to pay back for our building loan.
我们求神真的帮助。我们在最短的时间能够完成这个完成这个贷款的偿还。
So may the Lord help us in the shortest time that we can pay off this loan payment.
今天让我们同心合意，就是来祝福这个圣殿。
Together we're going to bless this sanctuary.
好，让神的恩典继续涌流出去。
So that God's grace can continue to flow.
好，帮我们预备一下我们自己。
So let's prepare ourselves.
我们请招待到台前来。
So ushers, please come to the front.
好，让我们一同为奉献做祷告。
So let's pray for the offering.
亲爱主耶稣，我们再次感谢你。
Dear Lord, once again we thank you.
因为你是复活的救主。
Because you are the resurrected Savior.
你也是万国的盼望。
You also the hope of the nations.
我们感谢你为我们完成的伟大的救赎。
We thank God for accomplishing such a great salvation.
我们也感谢你给我们这么好一个福音的基地在这里。
Thank you for giving us such a wonderful gospel base in this place.
我们就求你亲自的加添祝福。
Father, may you continue to add to us.Blessings.
当我们在这里为建堂再一次奉献的时候
As you give once again for our building fund,
真的祝福这个教会
Father, bless this church,
不但成为万国万民的祝福
Not just become a blessing to all people and all nations,
也让每一位今天奉献的弟兄姐妹
So everyone who give today,
能够在生活当中经历你复活的恩典
In our daily life, we can experience your resurrection grace,
扩张的恩膏显明在他们身上
Anointing for expansion manifested in their lives.
这样感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名祈求
Pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，招待会再传一下奉献单。
Ushers are going to pass the offering back to you.
我们唱这首诗歌。
So let's sing this song.
主啊，我生。我每逢举目观看，你手所造一切奇妙大功，看见星宿，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大能掩满了宇宙中。Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works Thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, Thy power throughout.
要多起立，哈利路亚。
A dancing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great
thou
art! How great thou art!在世上，甘愿被我的 要赦免我罪。
是的，让我们扬声来赞美他。
我灵歌唱赞美救主我神。
哈利路亚，是的主，
你真伟大，何等伟大。
哦、oh, glory glory glory，
我灵歌唱赞美救主我神，你真
Hallelujah!
Oh, 主我们赞美你。
Oh, Lord, we praise you.
你已经复活了。
Because you have risen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
现在主里面我们一同得胜。
In Christ, we are all victory.
Oh, 我们赞美你。
We praise you.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, 再一次我们来到你面前，我们存敬畏的心。
Once again, we come before you in awe.
敬畏你。
Oh, in awe of you.
何等伟大奇妙的神。
Oh, such a great and mighty God.
竟然为我们舍己
even die for us，
成就这伟大的救赎
accomplish this great redemption，
好让今天我们能够站立在你面前
so that today we can stand before you，
何等样的恩典啊
what a wonderful grace，
何等伟大的神啊
oh what a wonderful God，
何等伟大奇妙的作为
what a wonderful amazing work，
我们敬拜你
oh we worship you，
我们尊崇你
We honor you.
将当得的荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory that is due to you.
Hallelujah! 谢谢我们的主。
Hallelujah! Thank you, our Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
现在主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus.
上帝的慈爱。
The love of God.
圣灵的感动。
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
特别是主复活的恩典。
Especially His resurrection's grace.
今天临到众人的身上
Today come upon every one of us
从今直到永永远远
From now until forevermore
Amen
再
荣耀归给我们的神
Hallelujah Give all the glory to the Lord Hallelujah
跟你旁边在座主已经复活了
Tell neighbors God has Jesus has risen
Amen
Hallelujah